Hype Network presents.
In this episode, we're going to find out how it took only 1 cent to change this man's life. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just stick around and I'll explain. So let's go. Hey folks, welcome back to The Rajiv Show. My name is Rajiv Doraiswamy. In this show, we talk about philosophy, motivation, and journaling, not in that particular order. And in this episode, we are going to talk about TV shows. But before we talk about TV shows in this episode, of course, usual announcements. If you want to stay connected with me, check out my newsletter. It's here in the descriptions on YouTube and on Spotify. And then while you're at it, hit that subscribe button. If you like this episode, give it a thumbs up. And of course, before I actually get into the episode, I just want to give you a brief concept on what this new segment is. Of course, if you notice, the last episode, I also introduced a new segment. So these next few days, I'll be introducing segments after segments to separate each topic that I want to talk about in my show, so that's easier for you guys to pick which one you want to talk about, which one you don't like, and it's easier for me to identify what topics I would like to focus on. So in this segment is, of course, TV shows, my thoughts on TV shows. My criteria is I'll be using philosophy, motivation, and journaling, which is, of course, the one that I mentioned earlier. And the TV show that I'm going to be talking about here is, of course, The 1 Cent Thief. Of course, as usual, I would like to give you context to the TV show, the information about the TV show. So I'm going to look away for some time and I'm going to just get some information out here, the generic information of what 1 Cent Thief is all about and why I decided to put this in my episode. So, I'm citing the source from IMDb of 1 Cent Thief. A young, ambitious banker who desperately needed to cure his ailing father and restoring his self-worth, he started stealing 1 cent from other people's banks. So, that's just the general, thought, the general concept of what this TV show is. And coming back again to the reason why I chose this as my first show that I wanted to talk about, I basically wanted to talk about this because there is an interesting piece of nugget that I wanted to share. And of course, let's get into that part right now because I know probably you guys are all exhausted by me talking about stuff that are irrelevant. So I want to talk about the first segment here is I want to talk about the philosophy that I learned from the TV show. And by the way, the TV show is such an amazing TV show, well written, and it's not English. It's in a Malaysian. TV show. Of course, I watched it with subtitles just to have the understanding. And the philosophy that I learned from this TV show is it comes from the famous saying, I don't know who said it, but they say that money is the root of evil. I actually want to contradict that after watching this movie, because I realized that technically money isn't the root of evil. It is circumstance around the idea of money. So what do I mean by this? What do I mean by what I just said? Basically, in the story, as the story unfolds, it goes around the idea of money, banking, you know. As I go back to the IMDb here, he is an ambitious banker, and of course, he wants to restore his self-worth by stealing 1 cent. So, in the story, just to give an idea, the circumstances is truly what defines a person and what creates a person's idea behind everything in life. And it's really pretty interesting. I really want to dig deep into this because I noticed that it's a very hard conversation it's very hard to understand how people view money, and everybody has their own different perceptions. And my understanding is that we come from these three famous classes, which we learned in school, which is the high class, the middle class, and the low class. Of course, the financial education of the high class is different from the middle to the poor class. And in the philosophy, I realized that it is not really all about whether you're born from any of the classes that really defines who you are in terms of understanding money. Because money is an interesting subject in itself. I mean, we can build an episode about this, but I'm not a financial person, so I don't have much credential in that field. But in the context of the TV show, it really shows that when you are born from a certain class, it's circumstance that makes you perceive money in a different way. And I hope it makes sense what I just said, because it really, sometimes things that I say when I review it has some different meaning. You know, everything that I say has some different meaning. It's like layers of things that I say. So yeah, my understanding of life with the idea of money is that when you grow up in a certain class, your perception of money changes. And then if you climb from a certain rank, from poor to middle to rich, you become a different person. Your personality, your core value, everything changes. And it's pretty interesting. And in this TV show, the main character, boy, he really, it's a roller coaster. And when I say the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, it's unimaginable. So it's just pretty interesting. I mean, I highly recommend you guys, if you've seen this, leave your thoughts in the comment section below. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what you saw. What's your perception of it in philosophy? Now, I want to talk about the motivation here. Putting money aside, the motivation of this TV show is it really shows how humanistic we are in terms of understanding the world around us, and the amount of people our supporting cast helps us understand the world. And it's just interesting that you are a product of your own upbringing, whether, like I said, middle class, high class, or low class. It's just pretty interesting. And the motivation that I see is that I guess everything in life is all about struggle. And to connect that to the philosophy, of course, struggle is a main component in order to navigate yourself around the idea of money or circumstance, how you navigate yourself through the rough waters of your own circumstance. So yeah, that's the motivation that I learned from the characters and how I internalized the character and how I put the character in my shoes, because, man, my empathy towards the character is amazing. I mean, I just empathize with the struggle. And when I say struggle, man, the struggle is real for the person, the main character. It's just interesting. Like I said, highest of highs and lows of lows. I am not giving away spoilers. It's you guys watch it when you're free. Check it out and let me know what you think. So journaling thoughts. Of course, journaling thoughts going back. I want to talk about money here. My thoughts on my perception of money really changed ever since I saw this TV show. It's just pretty interesting because the amount of pressure that a person puts in life, coming from my perspective, it's really hard. Adulting, connecting that to real life, adulting is hard. And you know, it's very hard, and we have to really find a way to motivate ourselves. Otherwise, we are swimming with the flow of the ocean, flow of the river, instead of swimming against, which is the toughest part. So, yeah, I mean, my thoughts on money changed, and I realized with that philosophy that I learned that, yeah, you cannot really dictate how life is in your first 7 years, but you can dictate where you can go after you hit, I guess, 18 or 20 years old, depending on whether you're a daughter or a son, or a boy or a girl. So yeah, it's just that my perception is money isn't really truly the root of all evil, and it's circumstance. So yeah, it's an interesting TV show. I mean, I highly recommend it again, as usual. I don't know much what else to say, because I don't want to give away spoilers. And for the next episode, by the way, just to give you a heads up, my next episode is going to be a TV show. I'm going to be plucking TV shows that I've seen in the past that I can find content that I can bring into philosophy, motivation, and journaling. So I'm excited for that. And I'm not giving you any hints. So yeah. But I will still remind you on what the segment is all about. But yeah, so those are my thoughts. I mean, like I said, the philosophy that I want to share is that money isn't the root of all evil, it's circumstances. And the motivation is, how do you overcome it? Depends on who you are as a person and how you develop over life. How do you develop, and where's your environment, and who is your supporting cast? How do you develop? If you want to go up, you up the ladder, or you want to go down, there's only two choices, basically. And yeah, and the journaling thought that I derived from this TV show is it's really a fascinating TV show, because it's got so many things. But the one thing I really wanted to highlight was the money talk. So yeah, with that in mind, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like this episode, leave a thumbs up. And if you haven't seen it, go check it out. I don't know how you're going to check it out. If you're from Malaysia, awesome. Guys, shout out to you guys. And shout out to everybody who's been listening. So with that in mind, cheers, folks. And I will see you in the next episode.